Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. And it is time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we usually start off by introducing ourselves. But actually, the magical DC love is not here. So, I will tell you about me. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing practitioner, a spiritual energy healer, a conscious channel, speaker, author, and teacher. I help women and men of faith have a deeper understanding of who they are and what's actually important in their lives and how to create a life that they can truly love. Because that's what life is all about. It's about living the truth of you. And so when you are living that truth, then everything in your life flows. When you are fighting that truth, that's when you tend to have problems. So everything is based on actually what you believe, and so much of what you believe is not things that you actually started to believe in just this lifetime. We carry our beliefs from lifetime to lifetime. So if something happened deep in your past, like in a past life, that said that you were unworthy or undeserving, those kinds of things stick with you until you learn to let them go. And so that's what I do with people. I help them to learn to let them go so that they can move forward in being who they truly are. Okay. And I've almost got my computer back up and running so I can see if DC has left me a message and if she is coming to the show or what is happening. They have almost got the computer back up, but apparently I don't have it quite that close yet. So I've been doing this work that I do for about 15 years or so. Yeah. Wow. And I started it because I woke up one day and realized that my life wasn't working. And I had spent most of my life trying to, you know, make everybody else's life perfect because that's what I was taught that I was supposed to do. I'm supposed to rescue everybody, be a caregiver, you know, that kind of person. And so I started looking for answers for me. And as part of me looking for answers for me, I was guided to do some training and being a coach and starting to work with other people so that we could all grow together. And it's interesting the way that works because I do tend to get people who come to me with issues that are similar to what my issues were. So by helping them resolve their issues, I was resolving my issues. So it's wonderful the way guidance works, always providing us with answers. Always. Even when we don't think that we're actually, you know, going to be getting answers, we get answers. So, Lisa says she's here and she can hear me talking, but I cannot see her on my screen. But let me pull the screen up on a different computer and see if that helped. Because sometimes it's something as simple as that. Electronics can be such a wonderful, wonderful thing to work with. Sometimes it can be just totally and completely something you want to scream at. So we are having a show today. We're just going to figure out how to do it. Or do you see if you can open up the
studio? Hey, Barbara,
on your computer.
Video. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I slipped. Okay, because I just figured I'm going to slip in the back door then. So that's what I did. I opened the door and just jumped in.
Okay, great. Well, then tell everybody about you.
Okay, well, they don't call me the magical DC love for nothing, right, Barbara?
That's right.
I used a little bit of magic and I'm here. And I've got a crazy journey that I'm on, but it's a journey that I love. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And this beautiful journey started with sugar cookies. Yep, sugar cookies flying off of my countertop. I had them in a 2-pound container, and the next thing I knew, they flew off the countertop. They were all over the floor. My husband actually asked me if we had rats. And I said, no, just playful spirits, you know? So then I had my cell phone texting me. My cousin's friend from the other side was trying to communicate with me, and it was just the beginning of my journey, so it sort of freaked me out like a little bit, almost a lot. And then I had a point where spirit almost had to sit on me. They were actually sitting on me for a while, and I'm screaming, please get off, I can't breathe. So with all these little nudges that were not so little, it propelled me onto the path that I am on right now, my current path. And it's one of the most beautiful paths that I could ever imagine. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. But the really cool thing is some of the education that I received for what I'm doing now was not received in the conventional manner. I traveled to schools of higher learning. I traveled to heaven. Sometimes while there, I visited loved ones, but other times it was, you know, getting down to business. And I was learning and seeing things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus, Mother Mary, and discovered that there are higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul level. All of this was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And I did discover, wow, I have this amazing connection with the spirit world. And since then, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and to protect. I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. It did take me quite a while to realize, like, you know what? Okay, so this is a divine connection. I mean, it started off a little bumpy. While in a coma, Joan threatened me, and, you know, that was the start of our relationship. But Joan, she truly is divine. She's left this door open, and those on the other side, they continually walk through it. And because I have this connection with Joan, it has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also helps me to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And I love that I have the ability now to really, you know, to connect with everyone on radio. And this helps me to access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healings to people. And my purpose is to help people and love people, and I do this in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. Okay. Now, everything seems to be working right with the computers finally. Yay. So, DC, what kind of wonderful messages do you have for us today?
Well, the one message I had is completely gone, Barbara, because I was trying to find the studio. I guess you can't have it all, right? I'm going to see if I can find that one. I mean, I said, oh, my gosh, I have to try to get into the back door and let Barbara see me. I mean, I don't understand, like, what happens when it gets like that, Barbara, where we can't see, you know, the people that are, you know, calling in. It's kind of a little crazy. So I did, you know, I was reading online there, 365 Days of Angel Prayers, and this one was, I believe, from yesterday, Calling on the Archangels for Abundance. And it was written by Samantha Honey Pollock, And here's how it goes. Are you with me now, dear angels? Thank you for this. And what do you want to thank the angels for? Just take a second and think. Add it right now. Thank you for, and whatever it is, and thank you for, you know, bringing it into my life right now. It needn't be in a big way, just special for you. So whatever it is, it could be that you want maybe just like a day to connect with your beautiful family. It could be just something like that you really have been waiting for. And for this, dear angels, you know, whether it's money, something you're worried about, a person that you love, we're going to request the attendance and help of the angels. Please guide your sharing grace and sweet vision to this issue, and please assist us to bring the situation to a positive, uplifting solution. Jophiel, Archangel of Beauty, shine your feminine caring and understanding here. Michael, Archangel of Protection, please make it all okay, or better than okay. Raphael, Archangel of Healing, please help us mind and spirit. Help our mind and spirit heal. And please give us strength now. The strength and any other gifts that you think that we will benefit from to journey through and above all of this. We are open. We are ready to accept your gifts. Thank you, angels, and so it is. So, communicating, you know, with these beautiful angels and the ones that we mentioned, Jophiel, Michael, Raphael, those are actually archangels. They're a little bit more powerful. But when we communicate with our guides, you know, our angels, our ascended masters, this is one of the best ways to get the guidance that we need. Or, of course, if you'd like, you know, that's why we're here too, right, Barbara? With Morning with Jesus. Right. We're here to give you guidance as well. But you know what? I still haven't figured out, you know, why I connected, you know, with Joan Rivers. And part of my journey is to bring in celebrities from the other side. Joan, like I said, she stood at that door. She opened it up. And I'm sort of like the telephone, I believe, for spirit. But thank goodness I haven't gotten any collect calls. Could you imagine the charges? I can't. My husband would be ripping my phone right out of my hand.
Yes,
but like
definitely.
I said, Joan did come to me when she was in a coma. And she, you know, I was walking past the TV. They were saying, you know, Joan Rivers is still in a coma. And I heard her say, can you give a message to my daughter Melissa and my grandson Cooper and let them know I'm okay? And I looked at the TV and I said, I'm a little bit out of the loop. I'm in Pennsylvania. You better find somebody a little bit closer. So several hours later, Joan actually, she said a nasty word. She cursed at me. And she said, just deliver the message. So she really got my attention. I asked for help of a co-host I had at the time. And my husband is actually a retired police officer. Well, you know what, everybody? I was more afraid of Joan Rivers than I was of getting arrested. Can you believe that, Barbara? I mean, go tell that one to the, you know, standing in front of a judge. Okay. But it did satisfy Joan. And at that time, she actually began to call me Sweet Cheeks. So it was crazy. But, you know, I just feel like thinking about it, you know, that Joan really had a job to do as well. Because I was actually having trouble connecting with my own family on the other side, Barbara. And, mm-hmm. you know, I put a block up. I became a little bit too serious, I think. And that's when mm-hmm. Joan came in. And she, at that time, she said to me, now, this is when I was just starting. She asked me to actually update my bio and my website and said, you know, DC, this is what I want you to say. I hear from the angels, the ascended masters, and Joan Rivers. So it took me a while, but I finally did add that, of course. And I was thinking, angels and Joan Rivers? It didn't right at the time when you put them together, you know. But unless, you know, you're talking about, you know, our beautiful Joan, and then it really did start to make some sense. Crazy, but it made sense. So right now, Joan is saying, you know, I'm here and I'm listening. You know, you're doing an okay job here. She's saying, you know, maybe we should connect with our guides and our angels right now. So Joan is actually going to do a meditation, I think. She's saying, hi, everybody, it's Joan. Just, you know, relax, sit comfortably, close your eyes, take a load off. Start by taking a few deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, and do it again, of course, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And then as you do, you may actually see a beautiful white iridescent light begin to surround you. And, you know, why not put your arms on your legs and allow your palms to face upward? I have found that this really helps when you're, you know, wanting to receive. So we're going to come together collectively at this time. And as we do, you may actually feel this beautiful positive energy that is beginning to come in and surround you. You may feel it in your entire body. Do you feel a little bit more relaxed? Any energy that you have within you that, you know, isn't good for you, or as DC and Barbara say, that doesn't serve your highest and best, anything that you have within you, you may notice it's starting to fade away. And, you know, there's cellular memory, and that's stuff that's not for your highest and best, and that is, like, you know, sometimes stored within yourself. That's going to fade away too. Now, as you're doing that, you know, I have my friend Archangel Raphael coming in, and he's just checking out everything, and he's checking out every organ in your body and giving me the thumbs up. He's going to the nervous system and now the respiratory system. Okay, he's saying some of you have a little bit of digestive issues. I'm fixing that. And he's now checking your ligaments, your bones, your spine. He's checking the whole entire upper body and now the lower body. And he's saying, take a deep breath now, beloveds, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you do, you may feel it feels a little bit different than when we started, because now you are filled with beautiful, pure oxygen. And you are open to healing on all levels. So please just become aware of your breathing. And Joan is saying, okay, Raphael, I you know, I'm the one doing the meditation here. And she's saying, this should really, you know, make you guys aware of what you're eating and you're drinking, okay? Watch what you're putting in your mouth. You know, because what you're putting in is there to support your, you know, your health. And you want to be in perfect health. That's your vessel through life. That's your transportation. And while you're doing that, you know, put that intention out to the universe. Why not, you know, get rid of those bad habits? You're in the season of spring, and spring into action, and let's start to have a really good, you know, a good sense of health and well-being. And whenever we have, like, a bad habit, let it come to light, and let us intentionally, you know, ask for help to get rid of it. The angels are always there. And she's saying, you know what, Raphael, I see that some people are really struggling with all this. And I've been watching, and I listen to Barbara, I listen to DC, and all you guys have to do is ask with any kind of problem that you're having. And you may actually feel some beautiful energy coming through you. It's like a whoosh. It's a cleansing energy, and it feels like it's just flushing everything out. Don't be alarmed if you feel that. It's a good thing. Okay, so Raphael and I are looking over everything. It seems like everything is regulated in your body. And how about, like, the mind, guys? Release anything that you're holding that's negative, any kind of judgment, anything that, you know, it's not for your betterment, it's not for your highest and best. And just think about a time, you know, in your life when you felt that you were in your state of well-being and perfect health. Just, you know, remember that time for a second or two. And just ask your body to remember that time. And it's sort of like a little bit of a reset and return to that state of well-being. Set the intention and believe. And you're going to feel like, wow, I feel amazing. And remember, you're as young as you feel. And Raphael, you know, he loves when you say those beautiful affirmations. So everyone, repeat after me to yourself, I am perfect health. I am perfect health. I am perfect health. you now see yourself the way the divine sees you. You should feel, you know, a lot better. And this beautiful healing is going to continue even after the show is done. So what I want you to do now is slowly come back, you know, into the present. If you have to, you can move your arms a little bit, your legs. Open your eyes when you're ready. And remember, your mind is a very powerful tool. It can help you with that health, so don't forget to use it. And another thing I'd like to say before I turn it over to Barbara in D.C. is that you've got to remember that stress can really affect that body of yours. So please, be mindful. And, you know, when there is stress, please release. Okay, so I think that was a pretty good meditation, Barbara. It was my first one with you guys. I'm going to turn it over to you now. Take it away, Barbara.
Well, that was definitely an interesting meditation.
Hey, she's doing her best. I think she had a great start.
I think she did great, yes. Okay, so now let's see what message Jesus wants to give to us. Good morning, my beloveds. We want you to embrace life. And we say this because so often people are actually afraid of life. They're afraid of living. They're afraid of what it's going to mean. You have so many beliefs that you've been taught in so many different cultures about what life is and what is possible and what God expects and what God demands and what God punishes. And there's all of these different energies connected with life. We want you to know that life is actually quite simple. You are here to experience whatever it is you choose to experience. That's it. You're here for the experience. God experiences through you. So you and God are connected and experiencing everything in every moment. God is not requiring that you experience anything. That choice is truly up to you. This is one of the things that most people don't seem to really get, that God is in you. And there is never a time when God is not within you. So there is no separation, none, never. There can't be. If God were to leave you, then you would no longer exist. So there is no way for you to be without God. Now, you can have your own definition of who God is. We realize that some of you see God as a person. God is not a person, but you're used to people, and so you see God as a person. We understand that. But when you can move beyond that perception, and simply see that God is everything, everything, absolutely everything. There's absolutely nothing that doesn't have God in it. If God is not in it, it does not exist. And we say this so that you can evaluate your decisions about life. And we know that some of you only eat certain foods because you believe that God thinks that those foods are better than other foods. And frankly, God is in everything, so it really doesn't matter. What matters is how you believe, what you create. If you are believing that if you eat a certain food, it will make you sick, then that is your belief, that is your creation, and if you ate that food, you would probably get sick because you believe that. But that is not something that God is forcing on you. That is not something that God has demanded of you. That is your personal belief. You see, because God doesn't put those kinds of conditions on you. God doesn't put any conditions on you. You are simply here to live. That's it. And if you choose not to live, then you don't have to, because God does not demand. God does not ever demand. You truly have the freedom to be whoever it is you are creating yourself to be. And yes, you are a creator. You are coming more and more into this beautiful energy in your world, which is allowing you to open up and to truly accept yourself. And that is a part of all of these changes. And we encourage you to keep it simple. Decide who you are. And then take the steps necessary to create that in your life. And part of creating that is in letting go of who you used to be. And you carry beliefs with you from lifetime to lifetime. So there's always something that you can let go of. But you are moving forward. You are becoming the truth of who you are. So we encourage you to embrace life. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
That was beautiful, but you know what? We did have Joan Rivers listening in with us, Barbara. And you're saying some of you, you know, think that God is a person. And Joan is saying, well, if you want to envision God, just think of God as a woman. She wants us to see God as a woman.
And
when
fun.
Joan comes, well, yeah, you know, it is. It's a little crazy, though, because it's sort of like a little deja vu thing going on, because we had a couple years ago, we had Joan listening in once again on a Tuesday show. And Barbara, at that time, you actually made a comment about Jesus walking on water. And Joan, you know, she took it literally, you know, like saying, okay, well, if he can walk on water, why can't I wait? Because Barbara said we can. And she just came and said, hey, Barbara, can we talk? I've been practicing that walking on water stuff, and it's not as easy as it looks. And she had about 100 pairs of shoes at that time, and that I think was in 2016. And she said, you know what, I think I'm down to about 13 now, Barbara. But I just wanted to let you know, I'm wearing my Get Lucky bra, you know, just in case I want to be rescued. And she's saying, I always carry my cell phone at all times. So it took a while, but Jesus, you know, after that happened with the comment and everything, he had actually, you know, worked with her, and she's doing pretty good with that now, Barbara, you know?
Well, good.
She said, you know, she had another comment, and she's saying, you know what, Barbara, when I was talking back then, you wouldn't even let me say bra on the air, bra, bra, bra. And then you continued, you talked about sex, you talked about drugs, and then you had to explain the channeling that you were doing at the time from Jesus, and that it was about a general comment, not about anyone specifically, and you were, you know, were really giving that information to help others. And she said, okay, okay. And then she said, well, the most important thing a woman can have next to talent is her hairstylist. Make an appointment today, ladies. And then she screamed, and she's saying, wait for me, I've got to go with you. You know, we look like Motley Crue. And with that being said, she ran off to her hairdresser anyway. But when you start to say things, and Joan is amongst us, I sort of like hold my breath a little bit.
But she's always adding so much fun.
Yes, she truly is. And I've had people connect with me and saying, did you ask permission from Joan Rivers' family to do these channelings and everything? I said, did she ask permission from my family when she actually threatened me and called me some really bad words?
Oh, that is too funny. Well, it is time for us to answer the questions of the people who call in. That's what we're supposed to do. So if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that we know that you have a question. Otherwise, we will simply let you listen, and that is absolutely fine with us. Well, we did have a caller, but now the caller is gone. So I'm not really sure what is up today.
We have one caller, though. Barbara, we still have one caller. We had two callers.
Yes.
One.
But the other one had their hand up. Okay, now this
one. Well, you know what?
That's
how I was thinking. I see a hand raised. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they just raised it. So we are going to the caller from 111111111, and it's probably our favorite person from our favorite number. Let's see. Hi.
You know, I know when it's my cue to enter stage right and left. Here I am. Great rising.
Hello, Queen.
Hi there.
Hello, Queen.
The humor is beautiful. Laughing. Joan is on. She's on cue. She knows when to step in and lighten it up in here. Hi.
Oh, it's so beautiful to connect with you, Queen.
Oh, all of you as well.
I'm getting that. You know, Joan is, she's with a beautiful goddess, a divine feminine figure. I am getting Fatima. And Fatima is all about love and gratitude. And she's asking you to take like a deep breath right now, Queen. So I don't know, have you been having things on your mind and maybe breathing at times a little bit too, you know, too shallow, where you're not really, you know, getting the beautiful benefit of really like breathing deeply?
Possible.
Yeah, because Joan was standing next to her and, you know, I'm hearing, just breathe, Queen, just breathe. Breathe slowly and, you know, and there's something in regard to trust. Breathe slowly, breathe in, you know, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and then trust. I'm getting your prayers are being answered. And everything is as it should be. So you're asked to just, like, relax. And there's going to be a doorway opening. And I don't think it's Joan opening this doorway. I think it's a divine doorway that is meant for you. And you're to step through that doorway once it opens. And intuitively, you will know how to proceed forward, Queen.
Right.
Okay. So I don't know, has there been something on your mind lately? Because I feel like there's like something that's maybe causing like a little bit of worry, a little bit of anxiety or something.
I would say not really. I'm feeling in the flow, witnessing things just opening before me. And you were talking about breathing. I was just yesterday, I spent a little time with a grandmaster Kemetic Egyptian yoga teacher, and it's funny, he was talking about breathing and that energy. So it's with me, and I was breathing with you this morning, you and in the meditation. So I'm on it.
Okay.
To win it.
And I'm also getting, like, this is your time to really start to create something. And Ginger is saying, Queen, do you like to paint, maybe? She's handing you this beautiful palette, and it has, like, all these beautiful colors on it, Queen. And she's saying, you know, you're the artist right here. And she wants you to just start to create something really amazing. So I don't know, do you specifically paint? Well, you do paint, right? Yeah. So she's handing you this beautiful palette with all these different paints. And now she's setting up an easel, and she's putting this beautiful blank canvas, of course, there. And she wants you to start to create something amazing.
Well, did I tell you I was painting with fire on metal and bringing up colors on the metal?
Part of that. Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, I'm loving that. So that's something new and exciting.
Well, Ginger is saying, you know what? You are skilled at your craft, and you are just putting, like, magic to the metal. She's saying that is so awesome. Magic to the metal, yeah.
The metal is giving magic to me. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, so I feel that there is a little something you're holding on to because you're asked to open up and allow even more magic to come into your life, Queen. So you're a little hesitant to really, like, open up fully. And that's what I'm getting. That's, you know, this fear about really opening up, like, 100%. And okay. I'm just seeing, like, all of this beautiful magic wants to flow into every aspect of your life.
I accept.
Okay. And this is a time where you're going to, you know, be doing something a little different than you did before. And it might be a little, you know, where you just step back and you're just wondering. Because this is a time to let go of the old way that you paint it, the old way of doing things. And it's a time to, like, look at the past and to heal and to embrace, you know, what stands before you. And let that beautiful, beautiful art flow freely onto that metal. And as it does, it transforms the metal and you as well.
Yes.
So you've got to be willing to let go. You know, let go of the old way of doing things and, you know, accept that, you know, this is beautiful, this is new, and it's just divine work that you're creating. It's totally awesome. And it's going to help you to really to connect with your truths of you, maybe aspects of you that you didn't even know existed, Queen. Okay. So, you know, I'm asked to, you know, bring Barbara in sort of to, I think, you know, to help you see the truth of who you truly are. Because I feel like part of you, for some reason, you're not connecting with it. And you need a little bit, Ginger, saying you need a little bit of courage. So she's handing you this big, beautiful red heart to help you to go forward on that beautiful path and have faith in the person that you are and the person that you are becoming, Queen. And to really, you know, to take action steps to manifest those dreams for that beautiful new reality. And to accept that you are more powerful than you think. And you have a constant flame of strength burning inside you, Queen.
Mm,
and with
beautiful.
Every step that you take on that path, the flame within is going to grow brighter and brighter. So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because there's something within you that is still afraid. There's a little bit, you know, there that's not in complete balance. So I'm hearing afraid. There's some kind of fears. Fears of maybe, you know, making the changes that will help you to be you 100%, your authentic self, okay? Because you are walking this journey. It's a journey of faith, and you have to have the courage to be your authentic self, Queen, okay? And as you do, there's not going to be anything that's going to be able to extinguish those flames. All righty?
All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I have to turn you over to Aunt Barbara. And this is so beautiful that you called. And you know, just stay in that attitude of gratitude. And I can't believe, like, all that Ginger's showing me that you're going to be doing, Queen. God bless you.
Oh, Goddess does. And it's interesting, too, that Joan brought in Fatima, a goddess, because she spoke about God being a woman. I love it. I love it. Oh, Joan, we're on the same page. Why not?
Okay, just, you know what you're just saying? Please, Queen, don't encourage her too much right now.
Well,
we get off the air, you can have a personal talk with her.
I will do that. I love her energy more and more and more. It feels
you know what? I don't want to encourage her too much on air.
Okay. For you, I won't.
Okay,
that.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll talk to her in private. Thank you for the messages.
Okay, Queen. First thing I'm hearing is I'm supposed to ask you, what is it that you want?
Everything.
Answer. Ginger loves that answer, Queen. Way to go. Yay, you.
That was clear. I'm looking for my bell to ring. It was clear as a bell. Well, everything, because that brings me to the creators, the all, you know, everything. That's it. What I want.
Okay. Let's see where they want to go with that.
I love it. Oh, yes. It's still, okay. It was right. It's right.
They've changed the question, and now the question is, what do you want first?
Everything. Still the same answer. I'm not jumping off my boat, off my high horse. I can't be tricked. I can't be tricked by the questions of the Sphinx. I'm not going for it. I know what is required for me to have now and forevermore. Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Next question.
Well, no, now they're showing me the you, and there's this big, it's not a cloud, but it's like a cloud. It's this big mass of energy. And it's on its way to you, this huge mass of energy. And it's on its way to you. So you're getting everything.
I'm not sure how you're going to handle it,
but it is there. And it's like 20 yards away and getting closer. Okay. So you just want to open your arms and open your heart and accept everything that is coming to you right now.
Wow.
And now that beautiful energy is surrounding you. Oh. And you are standing in the middle of everything. So just breathe it in and accept it.
Wow. Oof.
And so now you have everything. And then you can decide which parts of it you want to experience at which time, and you can allow yourself to pick and choose because everything is there.
It's always been here.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm hearing welcome home. Welcome home, welcome home. But not just for me. It's always there. Always there.
And Queen, Ginger's handing you a little bottle of essential oil, and she said it's cilantro essential oil, Queen. And as you use this beautiful essential oil, you're going to see that you are giving life to your dreams, and you're going to see, you know, how they are growing and you know, really coming to fruition. Okay, so She's saying, breathe in this beautiful cilantro essential oil and honor, you know, honor the beautiful process that is before you. So she's actually suggesting cilantro essential oil, Queen.
All right. Got it from the universe. It's here. It's here. And speaking of essential oils, I have a box for you for your oils. This is progress. I have an envelope. So, you know, it's being prepared slowly.
Thank you.
Surely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just, you know what, I've recently like really got into essential oils, and I don't know how I've ever lived without them. I mean, I just think they're so phenomenal. I love essential oils. Oh my gosh, heck with perfume. The essential oils are so much better.
I hear you. Well, that's the base of your perfume is your oils anyway, from, you know, an oil base, and they just put alcohol in it and dilute it.
I'm getting Barbara Queen. For Barbara, Ginger Saint for Auntie Barbara, I think she would benefit from grapefruit essential oil.
I think
to help her to be,
grapefruit.
Do you, to shine in all that she does, and to really allow that unique style that she has to really to be seen more than it is, and, you know, to make herself more visible, and to help others, you know, as well as herself, see how much value she holds. Because we know that Barbara does have a style all of her own. She's got to see it, you know, in herself. And then she's going to be able to really just show it to others more. And she wants you to dance, Barbara. Ginger wants you to dance. And she shows that you're having this great time. Is dancing, I'm dancing with you. And all of a sudden there's a spotlight, like, on this dance floor, and that there's hundreds of people, and the spotlight is on you, Barbara. So I think that's really beautiful. So we've got to put that spotlight on.
And speaking of the spotlight, yesterday when I saw your announcement for your automatic writing class, and I shared it on my timeline, my spirit said, now is obviously it's time for me to say it, that there are so many groups that you could be posting that information in as well, places that, you know, so many groups. If you don't belong to a lot of them, join them, you know, just post it there.
Well, you're exactly right with that, Ginger. Auntie Barbara, have you posted it into the Sacred Embers group?
No, and I was going to ask you about that. So I will. I'll post it in there today.
Yes, please. I mean, you are a member, and we want you to just share your beautiful gifts with the world.
Mm-hmm. And if the groups don't want you to post, they won't let you. They'll just block you. So it's just as simple.
Ginger,
so
no, Ginger's an admin. Yeah, but the Sacred Embers group, Ginger's an admin queen, so she's saying she's going to make sure that as soon as she sees Auntie Barbara's post, that it's up and running there.
Of course. We know she's welcome there, but there's so many other places, too, because that's a group that you have. Is that your group? Of which I'm a part of now, too?
Yes, our Sacred Embers group, yes. It's our sister station. Sacred Embers is the sister station to Divinely Guided Healing, yep.
Of course she's welcome there. I'm out of here, beloved, because I have creations to create, and I would imagine there should be.
You have to post some pictures or do a video, maybe while you're creating a little something, because that just sounds so phenomenal, Queen. I would love to see the process of your creation.
You know, because of the flame, because I'm using a torch, I don't know exactly how that's going to work out, but ultimately I'm doing a show, Jazz Fest, in a couple of weeks in New Orleans, and I will have some of my pieces there. I will take pictures of them so you can see the end process of some of them. And if I can figure out, because I have everything, how to do the fire, you know, how to work with the fire.
Ginger and Joan are
all that.
I would fire extinguishers. Just in case, Ginger and Joan have a fire extinguisher in hand. So,
I love
in case you need a little, yeah, with the process, in case you need a little help, they're standing by with those extinguishers. I'm laughing. I'm saying she's fine. She knows what she's doing. That
yes,
is so awesome.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
know, that's why I didn't have the idea. They said no matches, no fire.
I will be back. And
oh my gosh, Quinn, you are amazing. You create.
We all do. Mine is just conscious creation.
But I mean, it's just amazing. I just can't wait to see, you know, to see it, like really to be able to see it, because I can envision you doing it. I can actually see you doing it, and it's just amazing. So I can't wait. So exciting, Queen.
Soon come. It is exciting. Soon come.
Yes.
Because everything is here on the horizons within, in the present moment, in the past, in the future. Everything. We all got it. Let's be about it. Namaste, beloved.
Oh,
and thank you, as always. Thank you.
Oh, thank you,
Queen.
You're welcome. We love you, honey. Beautiful.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, DC. We are done.
Okay, well, Ginger has a little affirmation for Auntie Barbara. Love is divine, and I am nothing except love. Because you two, I may be DC love, but you two are love, Barbara. So love is divine, and I am nothing except love. And she's saying you could put a deer and eight here and there or whatever, but she wants you to repeat that, Barbara. Love is divine, and I am nothing except love.
Oh, I was putting the deer and eight in there, so that's why I was so quiet.
Okay, well,
doing it.
You want it. She said, I know she was going to do that, but put it in. Let's hear it. She's saying, let's go. Blurt it out. Love is divine, and I am nothing except
love. Love is divine, and I am nothing except love.
Yes, and she said, you truly, truly, truly are beautiful. And there is nothing more powerful than remembering that we are love. And that is so beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful, beautiful. Because when you say that, you realize that love has no beginning and love has no end and love has no limits.
That's true, yes.
So that's really a beautifully powerful, beautifully written, powerful statement. And Ginger saying, you know, it represents how powerful you truly are. So I love it myself. That's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Well,
I guess that is our show for Barbara, and if you will, if you have time, please, you know, post about, you know, the classes that you're offering in our group there, okay?
I did.
The automatic writing and whatever else you're guided to put, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. And I hope everyone has a really amazing day. Love you all. Take care.
We
bye, everyone.
Back on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye.